Purchasing process signals. Purchasing will generally be able to view the planned order releases from material requirements, planning, MRP, even before the planned orders have been released so that they can plan ahead. These are usually executed using contract buying through a blanket purchase order or another type of long-term contract. When MRP data on required due dates are directly used in the supplier's master scheduling process, this can also initiate purchasing. This is called supplier scheduling and is another type of contract buying. Conventional requisitions originating outside of MRP may also be used to initiate purchasing via the purchasing cycle, and these are issued for equipment purchases, as well as for unique or small volume items needed for engineer or make-to-order production. Lean production systems use Kanban signals, cards, empty bins, etc. to trigger replenishment need, and often no purchase order or requisition is needed as per the long-term contract with the supplier. Instead, a process of backflushing may be used, which determines how many units of each subcomponent were used based on MRP backflushing rules. Thus, for a door manufacturer purchasing lock sets, the number of units produced is multiplied by the number of lock sets per unit to determine the payment due to the supplier and the number of units to be replenished. A similar situation is called buffer replenishment. A minimum inventory level is specified as a reorder point. When the inventory reaches that level, a fixed amount is automatically reordered using contract ordering, or a requisition is generated to begin the purchasing cycle.